Outside the tent, Swart could hear the horde as they pitched camp. Travel on the hot wind-swept plains was impossible at noon. They would move again when eventide cooled the land slightly. Bluefin slipped quietly into the tent, placed a flagon at Swart's side, and hurried out. The warlord hardly noticed she had been and gone. Absently, he knocked the stopper out of the flagon and sipped from it. Pulling a face, he spat out the brackish-tasting water, which hit the footpaw of the stout Tratak as he entered the tent. Swart beckoned him inside swiftly, saying,
"Shut the tent flap! I don't want everybody seeing your report to me! Are they still at it?"
Tratak pulled the tent flap closed.
"Aye, lord, it's as you said. Wardag, the ferret captain, and his toady, the rat they call Lord Tail, they're the two. I hang about close to them. All they do is go from tent to tent, talking about you behind your back."
Swart placed a flagon on the ground and sat down by it.
"What do they say? Tell me. Speak, don't be afraid."
Tratak swallowed hard and crouched close to his master.
They say you've got us all lost and you don't know where you're going,"
he said in low, halting tones.
"Also, they say you ain't fit to be warlord, and that you eat all the best food and drink fine wines from silver goblets, while good, honest, awed beasts are starving, and..."
Swart Sixclaw nodded understandingly.
"Go on. What else? I know it's their words and not yours."
Tratak continued, a little more confident.
"They say that a dagger between your ribs would solve a lot of problems. Then they could go back and live by the cliffs where things were a lot better. Anyhow, Wild Dag's called a meeting secret-like tonight. All the captains will be there."
Swart patted Tratak, noticing the stoat eyeing the flagon.
"You did well. Take this if you're thirsty. It ain't fine wine, only muddy water, but it'll do to wet your throat with. Send Nightshade to me the moment she gets back. Go on now, keep an eye out for her."
The vixen returned at twilight. Swart had not given the order to move on. The horde had stayed camped in the same place since noon. Leaving the two weasel assassins outside the tent, Nightshade went in to make her report. Swart watched her as she laid a lumpy sack in front of him.
"The news better be good, fox. Speak,"
he snarled. Words spilled from the vixen's mouth like water from a pitcher.
"The word is good, lord. I have found the southwest trail again. 2 days' trek should take us out of these desert lands. There is a broad stream, fresh water, small copses with trees and grassy hills. There is food there, fish, birds and fruit. Look."
She emptied out the sack, which contained roots, tubers and a couple of russet apples plus a dead bird, which the vixen held up for Swart's inspection.
"Your weasel, Scarback and Marble killed this bird with slings and stones,"
she said.
"There are many like it where we have been."
Swart munched on an apple as he turned the carcass with his sword point. He shook his head in disgust.
"It's a crow, and an old one at that. You trying to poison me?"
Before the vixen could answer, Swart shoved the dead crow back into the sack and laughed wickedly.
"Never mind. It'll come in handy before the night's through. Well, at least we ain't lost any more. Go and get some sleep. I'll be moving the horde out on the double tomorrow. Send the weasels in here."